If you're a Facebook user, you may not be aware of a new policy Facebook put into effect 3 days ago. The policy will allow Mark Zuckerberg and his giant Facebook corporation to make money off of your face. Now, Facebook claims that they've got over a half a billion users. As I pointed out before, they don't actually have a half a billion users unless you count Cheetos and Tide detergent and all the other products that have Facebook pages. Half a billion users would mean one out of 14 people on the planet are on Facebook. That number is way inflated. But let's certainly grant that they have tens of millions, maybe even 100 million people who have Facebook accounts worldwide. How do they turn that into their own bottom line? Well, they sell ads to companies large and small who want to reach you. And because they know so much about their users, Facebook can target those ads. But what if they're actually using you not as the target, but as a person in the ads? That's what they can do with this new policy that quietly went into effect a couple of days ago. I say quietly, but one of the people who noticed it is my next guest, Fox Van Allen, who is a tech blogger for the website Techlicious. Fox, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi there, glad to be here.
This was not a big deal until I saw it on your blog and said, wait a second, I have a Facebook account. Can they use my picture? What gives them the right to do this?
Right. Well, let me set this up to you, because this is actually something that Facebook has tried before. In 2011, they came up with this idea called Sponsored Stories, which basically, if you're, say, you know, Starbucks or McDonald's or a company, and someone mentions you in an ad, you can pay then to basically rebroadcast what that person has said, or just use that person's photo to kind of link to your content on the basis that this person liked your company. Now, obviously, people were upset when Facebook tried it then. Some people went to the FTC. The FTC told Facebook, you know, knock it off. You got to get consent from people before you do this. Some people sued Facebook. And just a couple weeks ago, they had to settle a lawsuit for $20 million that they paid out to some users who sued over being used in ads. And now that that lawsuit is over, the same week that the lawsuit ended, Facebook came out with these changes to its data use policy, where it basically says now, remove the section where it says you can limit how you're used in ads and put in a new section that says, as part of your participation in Facebook, you agree to be used in ads.
Now, when you talk about a data use policy, it's like any of the terms of service policies that we get when we download iTunes or use any particular website or browser or software or anything. No one, Fox, reads those. We just scroll to the bottom and we click on I accept. So very few people would have even noticed this, right?
Right. And to be honest with you, the only reason why I notice these things is because Facebook posts these in track changes, so it's easy to see what tiny little blurb of text goes into this gigantic document and what tiny little blurbs of text come out.
Okay, so what are they now claiming they have the right to do?
Okay, well, as part of that, so they claim now that they have the right to basically use you in an ad, to turn you into a commercial. If you've liked a company on Facebook, now that company has the right to pay Facebook to use you in an ad. Now, Facebook kind of has taken a lot of heat over this in the past few days, and they've actually delayed the plan, so they're not doing it at the moment. They're not saying that you are going to be used in an ad this exact moment, but, you know, that they put it off for a week. So maybe next week it'll change.
Okay, now when you're talking about companies paying Facebook to use us, are you talking about maybe in TV commercials, or are you talking about in some of those targeted ads that show up on Facebook based on what they know about me?
Yeah, no, we're talking about Facebook. Now, if you use Facebook, obviously, right?
Yep.
If you look on the right-hand column of the site, whenever you log on using your computer, you'll see a bunch of advertisements. And very frequently, you'll see over on the right-hand side an advertisement for a company. And underneath that advertisement, it might say, you know, John Doe liked this, or one of your friends likes this particular company.
Yep.
So Facebook is already using people's information in advertising. The main thing here is that Facebook doesn't want to give you the option as to whether or not you can be used in advertising, or at least doesn't want to give you that legal Right.
Are you telling me they're not making it possible for me to opt out of this?
Well, that's why these changes raise so many eyebrows, because they removed a section saying that you can opt out and put in a section saying that you can't, basically. Now, Facebook responded to my story. They said that they don't have any plans to change how they use advertising, that they're going to let people opt out even though they're making these changes. Whether that was a response to the story, who knows? But even so, that those words really don't carry too much weight behind them without any kind of legal basis that says you have a right to opt out.
Exactly. If you don't have any plans to do that, then put it in writing.
Exactly.
Now, what about kids who are online? My daughter is over the age of 18 now, and she's on Facebook, and she posts all sorts of stuff and pictures, and okay, you're 18, you're an adult. But she had a Facebook account starting when she was 16 years old, and some people allow their kids to have them even younger. Are kids, they're not going to be savvy enough to even ask this question. So are corporations going to be able to, through Facebook, use pictures of kids or identifiers of kids without either their parents' consent or the children's consent?
Right. Well, here's one of the most controversial parts of this new Facebook, the changes that Facebook made. They also added a sentence in there saying that if you're a teenager, if you're the person using Facebook reading this section, then you represent that you have your parents' permission to be used in ads. So you have to be at least 13 to use Facebook, according, obviously people under 13 sneak on there.
Yep.
But if you are under 18, absolutely fair game to be used in advertisement. And a lot of people are upset over that.
Now, again, where would a 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old know to go on Facebook to even see that thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make it possible to opt out, but they don't make it easy to opt out. They kind of bury the option so that people don't know that it's even an option. People don't realize that Facebook is doing it and that they can actually stop it.
Fox, I know that plenty of places in cyberspace are tracking what I do and where I go. They're putting cookies on my computer. They're keeping an eye on where I go once I leave their site and go to another site and all that sort of stuff. But is anybody else being bold enough to say, you know what, if you use our service, and that's what Facebook is, it's a service that we use. If you use our service, we are not only going to consider you a customer, we're going to consider you the product, which we can then sell to other people to make more money for us. Is anybody else treating us that way?
Well, that's kind of the line there. If you're not paying for something, then you are the product. And that's generally how the internet works. Everything on the internet, from Twitter to Facebook to, it's a lot of it's free. You can go on there, you can see TV shows from last night for free. But they have to make their money somehow if you're not paying for it. So everyone's collecting information about you because that information's valuable. That information can be used as ads. And I don't know about you, but the ads I get when I do a Google search are getting really creepy and specific.
Well, I've noticed that too, even on sites that I go to that I've only visited that site for the first time. They're part of some sort of ad sharing network, and ads will show up even based on other places that I've browsed on the internet earlier in that same day. So it's very sophisticated stuff, but that's not quite the same as using me to make money for them directly by selling my image.
That's true. And there aren't an awful lot of other a lot of forums where that's possible. Facebook is kind of unique in that sense, where they have this amount of data. I mean, Facebook has probably more information on us than anyone else. Maybe Google has more information.
Maybe the NSA.
Facebook, yeah, maybe even, yes, the government too. But no one's got more information on you than Facebook, and it's worth a lot of money. Facebook made over $4 billion last year in advertising. That's how they get their money.
It's going to be interesting to see if there's any pushback from consumer groups or the FTC or just Facebook users going forward. I'm glad you exposed the information of the world, and thanks for joining me here today, Fox.
Absolutely.
That's Fox Van Allen. He's a blogger for Techlicious.com. I'm Paul Harris, the host of America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks. We thank you for listening. America.